LA fire death toll rises to 24 as authorities expand evacuations, brace for windy days ahead. At least 24 people have died in the Los Angeles area wildfires, according to officials on January 12. 8 deaths were caused by the fire in the Pacific Palisades area and the other 16 were caused by the fire burning in and around Pasadena and Altadena near Eaton Canyon. Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna said that at least 13 people have also been reported missing. Are those related or not? Maybe, maybe not, Luna said on January 11. We hope to find everybody safe. We want to bring closure to the family. The death toll is expected to rise as cadaver dogs conduct house-to-house inspections. A high number of injuries sustained by residents and firefighters have also been reported. On the night of January 11, light breezes were fanning the northeast expansion of the Palisades fire into the Mandeville Canyon area, where new evacuations were ordered. Mandeville Canyon is home to Arnold Schwarzenegger and other celebrities. The National Weather Service warned that strong Santa Ana winds, the nemesis of firefighters, could soon return. The Palisades fire has grown beyond 23,600 acres and is just 11% contained. Speaking at a January 11 press briefing, Todd Hopkins, an incident commander with the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection, said that preliminary estimates indicate approximately 5,300 structures have been destroyed in the Palisades fire area, including 426 homes. Other damaged structures may include vehicles, sheds, and other outbuildings, he noted. More than 105,000 residents in the Palisades fire evacuation zone have been evacuated, as of January 11. The Palisades fire is one of several separate blazes that fire authorities are still fighting to contain. Speaking at the January 11 press conference, Los Angeles County Fire Department Chief Anthony Marone said that the fire in Eaton Canyon is now more than 14,000 acres and is just 15% contained. Marone said that some 2,832 fire personnel are currently engaged in fighting the blaze. Marone said that high winds will continue to challenge firefighting efforts for the next several days. These winds, combined with dry air and dry vegetation, will keep the fire threat in Los Angeles County high, Marone said. Luna said that 153,000 residents in the areas of the Palisades fire and four other active fires are under mandatory evacuation orders, and about 166,000 are in evacuation warning areas. Luna said that about 57,000 structures are also at risk at this time. The sheriff reiterated that residents must leave their homes if a mandatory evacuation order is issued. Those under an evacuation warning are advised to be prepared to leave quickly if a mandatory order comes down. Every miraculous story of a rescue or tragedies that we're encountering, the majority are people who did not heed the warning to leave or the order to leave, Luna said. Authorities are also enforcing a curfew to prevent looting in the evacuation areas. Curfew violations may be punished with a $1,000 fine or jail time. Luna reported that authorities have made 22 arrests so far, including 19 in Eaton and 3 in the Palisades neighborhoods. He said most of these individuals are suspected of burglary, looting, or trespassing, and others have been identified for possession of narcotics and identify theft attempts. One arrested suspect was on active parole and has been charged with possessing a concealed firearm. We've directed our deputies that, under these circumstances, if you get arrested for a curfew violation, you are not going to be cited and released, Luna said. Federal resources have been deployed to assist in fighting the California wildfires. President Joe Biden canceled a planned visit to Italy this week to monitor the ongoing wildfires. He has issued a major federal disaster declaration, freeing up federal funds to assist in the firefighting efforts. On January 10, Deputy Pentagon Press Secretary Sabrina Singh announced some 500 active-duty U.S. Marines stationed at Camp Pendleton, California, are preparing to assist with route clearance, aid distribution, search and rescue efforts, airlift support, and other general assistance requests related to the fires. Singh said another 10 U.S. Navy helicopters are also being fitted with water delivery buckets for aerial firefighting efforts. HC-130 cargo planes equipped with aerial firefighting systems have also been activated to assist in the wildfire response. Luna said about 400 National Guard members have been deployed in the Los Angeles area to augment law enforcement agencies amid the fires. Morone said he has called on California's Office of Emergency Services to supply an additional 250 engine companies from across the state, about 1,000 additional firefighting personnel total, to assist with the Los Angeles fires. Morone said firefighting personnel from the surrounding states, as well as from Mexico and Canada, have also arrived to provide additional manpower. Authorities are continuing to investigate the cause of the various fires, including the possibility the fires were started as an intentional act. Luna said his office is coordinating with Los Angeles City and County fire officials, the Los Angeles Police Department, the FBI, and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives in the ongoing investigation. Luna asked anyone who might have evidence the fires were started intentionally, be it an overheard conversation or social media post, to pass such information to the investigating authorities. If this is a criminal act, if, I'm not saying it's going to be, if it is, we need to hold whoever did this or groups responsible, but we're not there yet. This could have been caused by other causes, but everything is absolutely on the table, he said. The Associated Press contributed to this report.